Good morning, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I am Reverend Leah Jackson, and I am delighted to lead you in this time of prayer. We turned our attention this week to the most epic prayer of all time, the Lord's Prayer in our devotion, Immeasurably More by Mark Mitchell. It is recorded in Luke 11 that Jesus' disciples asked him to teach them to pray, and he did. Today, the second petition of the prayer is lifted up. Father, hallowed be your name. The word hallow in the Greek means to make holy, consecrate, sanctify. Father, help me to make your name holy. We've heard about holiness before, right? Isaiah 6:3 says, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of God's glory. 1 Peter 1:16, we hear, be holy for I am holy. In both these instances, holiness is presented as a state of being. God is holy. God is consecrated. God is sanctified. This is a statement of fact. It is both undeniable and undebatable. God is. And because God is, we should also be. However, in the Lord's Prayer, we are called to make God's name holy. Quite simply, we are to regard the name of our God as special, to treat God's name as venerable. We are to treat God's name with a great deal of respect. Yes, you should, I should, we should put some respect on God's name. The fact that Jesus told his disciples to pray about this means that we can't do this alone. While respecting God's name and treating it as holy sounds simple, we can't do it in our own strength. In our humanity, we need God's assistance in respecting God's name. If we could do it without God's help, Jesus would not have told us to pray about it. That's because our flesh wants to make our own name great. We want to make ourselves first and primary, higher than any other. When we pray, Father, hallowed be your name, holy be your name, we humble ourselves like Paul did in Romans 7:19, when he acknowledged, I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. And like the father of the boy oppressed by a demon in Mark 9, when he said, I believe Jesus, but help my unbelief. Hallowed be your name is a prayer of surrender, of release. It is a letting go, a laying down of our will, our free will, the privilege that God gave us to decide for ourselves. Back at creation, God breathed breath into humans and gave us the ability to decipher, reason to decide. God gave us the ability to even choose or not to choose him. When we pray, hallowed be your name, we literally give that choice back to God and say, God, yes, it is my choice, but I choose to allow you to have charge of me and everything concerning me. We lose nothing, my sister and my brother, when we surrender to God. We actually gain everything. When we say, holy be your name, we give up the world and choose to pursue God's kingdom. God's righteousness, God's way of living, moving, and having our being. When we make God's name holy, we make God our Lord, our Master, our Father, our Mother, the head of our life. We hand over the keys of our lives and get out of the driver's seat. Making God's name holy is a declaration that God, you know what's best for me, for my life, for my present, for my future. It is also a statement that no other person's name, word, or will for your life can trump God's. Not your mama, not your daddy, not your children, not your spouse, not your boss, not even Big Mama's name is holy. God and God alone reigns supreme. Isaiah 55:8-9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. When we pray, Father, hallowed be thy name, we are saying, it is so, God. You know better, so have your way. Let us pray. God, hallowed be thy name. Lord, your name is holy. Your name is set apart. Your name is consecrated. We declare this day that you are King of kings and Lord of lords. Beside you, God, there is no other. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Lord, your name is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. You alone are the great I am. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to humankind by which we must be saved. God, at the mention of your name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus, you are Lord. At the mention of your name, Jesus, demons tremble, bodies are healed, people are set free, lives are changed. It is only in that name that this world will be impacted and transformed into your kingdom, God. God, there is something about your name. You are Jehovah Jireh, Jesus, our provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, our banner. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. You are Jehovah Emkadesh, our righteousness. We declare you are Adonai, our master. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. Help us to make your name holy today. Help us to allow you to reign and to reign and rule supreme over our lives. God, we ask you to have your way this day. Have your way in the heavens above and in the earth below. Have your way in the depths of hell. Have your way in the spirit and in the natural. We make your name hallowed today, and we pray for you to have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way in the government. Clean it up. Purify it. Consecrate it. Set it in order, God. Remove those who don't have your ways in mind. God, remove those who aren't concerned about the widows and the orphans, the aliens and the refugees. And then elevate those who stand with you, God, who stand on the side of the least and the lost and the left out. Bring justice, God. Bring justice to your land. Bring an end to racism and classism and sexism and ageism and ableism and homophobia and xenophobia. God, be hallowed. Hallowed be your name, we pray, God. Have your way across this nation and world. Bring an end to wars and divisions. Tear down walls. Stop the genocide. God, you can do it by your power and by your might. So we pray, hallowed be your name. Hold the unlikely and the wrong accountable, God. Hold those who do not have your way in mind accountable, God. Make your name hallowed, God. Make us uncomfortable with sitting on the sidelines this morning. Stir us up, shake us up, God. Move our feet and not just our hearts. Move us to action on behalf of your people. Remind us that a threat to justice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Help us, God. Have your way, God. Have your way in the lives of the people on our SSI list. Move, heal, set free, and deliver. Encourage, sustain, and empower. Have your way in and through our ministries. Have your way in this renovation. God, we ask you to open doors for finances, with open doors with contractors and laborers and suppliers, God. We thank you in advance that as you work on this, your temple, that we shall remain effective in doing the ministry, reaching souls, touching lives, and positively impacting this community. As we go into this day, God, go before us. Make the crooked places straight, God. The crooked places in our personal and corporate lives, make them straight. We surrender our relationships and our families and our finances, our dreams, our visions, our bodies, our minds, everything we are and long to be, we surrender to you today because we trust you and we trust, God, that you know well and you know best. So have your way. We give this day to you, God, both now and forevermore. We declare that you reign and you reign supreme. It's in the name of Jesus, that hallowed and precious name, we pray. Let all God's children say amen. My brothers and sisters, go into this day with power, trusting the Holy Ghost to do what she does best. Go into this day declaring the name of Jesus, and we will meet you here for worship at 10 a.m. on Sunday, both online and in the sanctuary, and then back in this same place, same time for prayer next Wednesday. God loves you, and so does the Ray of Hope. Take care.